rock, sword, firecracker. A group of friends are playing rock, scissors, paper at a local tournament. Rock, scissors, paper. Stop! Who are you? I am the master of the rock. Holds out a fist. Players all look at each other and then laugh. Well, I've got paper, and I have sword. There's no swords in rock, paper, scissors. That is where you are mistaken. I am here to tell you the story of rock, sword, firecracker. I thought it was rock, scissors, paper. You are wrong. The ancient game has been dishonored by scissors and paper. It is a mockery of the true art of the challenge. Shall I tell you the story? Sure. If you wish to hear the story, you must say, yes, master. Yes, master. Say pretty, please. Pretty, please. Pretty, please, with a cherry blossom on top. Come on. Fine. I will tell you the story. It all began with the rock. You mean like the movie star? No, the rock was a big, fat, lazy slob. But he was unmovable. He was a champion. No one could move him. No one could defeat him. Warriors from all over Asia came to fight him, but even a sword could not pierce his rock-like skin. But then, a magician from a distant land came with a mighty weapon, a firecracker. No one had seen such a huge firecracker before. He lit the fuse and placed it at the rock's feet. The rock did not care. He did not think anything could defeat him. Suddenly, there was a huge explosion. When the smoke cleared, the rock had fallen. The magician laughed, and he pulled another, even bigger firecracker from his robes. The magician yelled, "I shall rid this land of the rock forever." He placed the firecracker next to the rock and lit it. But then, a brave young girl snatched up a sword and swish, cut the fuse, saving the rock from destruction. Amazing! Great story! So I ask that you no longer dishonor the game with scissors and paper. Yes, master. We will, master. Ready? Rock, sword, firecracker. All except one do rock and one does dynamite and blows them up.